Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 194, I think, and it's more shambolic than usual because we've got a ragtag mix. We've got Coggy, who's just returned from marching with some Edinburgh soldiers. We've got Nathan in a hotel in London because he's at working at the weekend. And we've got Nick. It's a mix of admiration and horror. What the fuck are you spending minutes of your honeymoon on the Red News Podcast in St. Lucia to talk banality with us lot? So I don't know whether to be horrified and going, what are you doing? Or fair play, Red News dedication. So we're going to make this a semi-quick one so Nick can return to his free rums. And although it did look like he sent a clip of video dancing at St. Lucian Hotel, and it looked like a Tory party convention with the moves even I would have passed on, with better dancing moves than that lot. Right, first things, we're going to do season preview. Just any thoughts since the last one? Loads been going on. I have only caught the highlights of games because I was on holiday myself, which was lovely. I did something that I wanted to do, which was leave the hotel in the leave my phone in the hotel. In so the whole day, I didn't have it with me, and it just perfectly what I needed. Like, it was just, I read, spent all day in the pool, but it was just like, because I'd looked at my screen time before I was going away and I was horrified. So it was like, oh yeah, I needed that. But so as a consequence, I only saw the highlights. I think Nathan's very excited for Monday. I'm sort of like, hang on, didn't we play the cup final only a couple of weeks ago? And it still feels that way. But I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And I see that I've not watched, we're doing it on Friday night. I've seen the long streak of paralysed piss has already scored, as he scored a hat-trick. And it was like, oh, God. He's like, and I turned on Sky News this morning and they said, 90% chance our computers have worked out the City will win it. And I just thought, yeah, all right, okay. And then I took, we took Albert to an appointment earlier. I won't get into the specifics, but everything's all right. But he had his United top on, and one of the blokes was going, he says that you went to Wembley. I said, yeah, you went to the FA Cup semi, and I went to the final. And then he went, oh, did you enjoy it? And he looked at me and I thought, is he winding me up here? And I said, yeah, the FA, not the FA Cup final. And then he went, did you enjoy it then? I thought, God, I didn't want at the cup final to be grappling with that 80-year-old City fan who has the flask. And B, I cannot, is he winding me up? But don't get involved, Bunny. So I just said no. So, right, we've got lots to cover. The one last thing, Mag. Patience, thanks for everyone, the support. We crossed it with the highest ever subs total. And I'm not going to overemphasise how much it meant. I got a message off the printer. We've never had this in all the time we've been publishing, but his printer exploded yesterday, and we have a problem, Houston. Now, at the moment, the only way you can get a part is in America. As it stands, it's not a problem for you lot listening, but it's a problem for, as it stands, he's going to use a very old school printer for Monday. If you love your pristine Red News, you know, looking good as Red News gets, then Monday might not be the time you get it, because in his words, it doesn't look any worse, it doesn't look any better, but it's going to be a very old, it's still going to be the Mag, but it's not going to be like the usual printer we use. Now, the problem that is we're, well, the bollocks of people saying, oh, it'll turn up. If the part turns up, then the mags for subs will go off on Tuesday. If it doesn't, then we need to have a think about, do we use the old thing? So it's like, oh, fuck, start the season. So what I'm saying is, have a think on Monday, and also, if you subscribe, I'll let you know probably on whatever Twitter, but it might be that I send out, if you're desperate for it, a link. Let's see. There's no point worrying about what we can't worry about at the moment. But at the moment, we've got a big problem with the Mag. And they're not the first one, but we have never had it. So shit happens. Right. I'm going to hit them early. My prediction, sorry, people. It's not sorry. Pace comes at fast and slow. And I'm going third or fourth. try and scab a cup, don't get in the fucking Europa. But I think this season, there's so much going on, and all's for the better, and all board is best, board is trust. And as I said, the goalie's going to get a lot of criticism, it just takes time to bed this in. So I'm thinking sometimes, to get to where we need to get, sometimes it doesn't go fast. And maybe last season, and some people won't like this, last season was fast. I just think this season might be about securing what you did and then kicking on. And I'm thinking we might have the same amount of mishaps, maybe not as bad. I did notice Eric was moaning after Madrid about pressing, and that concerns me, because I still think, I don't know anything about this kid we've signed. Great, we've signed a kid, I'd rather get Kane. But is that front that we've got good enough to press to still to get to Eric's? And that's my concern. So I'm going to go Coggy. How are you, mate?
Everything good?
What do you reckon?
Well, from a prediction, am I right in thinking that five teams get through to the Champions League because of this new format at the end of this season?
God, I didn't even know that research shit. Yeah, that's a farce.
I may be wrong, but I think because of coefficients, the English and the Italian leagues may have five or the extra team going through.
What a farce.
I think the important thing is getting into the Champions League. I mean, I'm not overconfident, but I'm fairly confident we should finish in the top four or five. I'm hoping that Newcastle's ventures into Europe will fuck them up completely. But I can't see us getting anywhere near City. And I think Arsenal have bought well, sadly. So I think they might have another good season. But yeah, I'd like to think we stand it. We can have some good cup runs. Hopefully we can win it. Win a cup, but I anticipate top four or five. The goalkeeper, while I can appreciate the benefits he brings, fucking worries me. I just think we're gonna have some fun with him in goal, and not all of it's gonna be to our advantage, to be honest.
You said last time you'd only seen him with the ball not saving. Have you seen him make a save now?
Yeah. In fairness, you made a good save from Maguire's backheader the other week. I have seen him make good saves, and he's a big lad, and he should be making decent saves. But I just think he's going to get caught out. I think the goal that was it in Dublin or United, I can't remember what friendly they played at the weekend, where he got chipped from about 95 yards. I think we're going to, if I was an opponent now, I'd say, look for that goalkeeper being too far out of his box and have a crack. I think that would be my tactic going forward.
There was
but we do look more comfortable passing the ball out to defence, and that's the main thing.
Well, there was that clip of Old Trafford where we were fast. It was one touch, and that's always gets me purring. Like immediately from him. I get that but this is where, you hope, if I'm worried about the forwards, that the defence and the midfield are that much better now. We've said we need a goalie who does this. We've got to have a team who can do it, so you don't put that added pressure. I still worry about the fullbacks, and I I've grown into Wan-Bissaka's form, but the right back still concerns me.
Shocking. No, both of them. Or either of them are not good enough. I mean, I think that was one area that we did need to strengthen, and obviously we haven't. So I am concerned about that. I know people are saying Wan-Bissaka's had a good pre-season. Well, he he's improved, but he's from a very low base. He still can't control the ball. I'm not, as you can imagine, I'm not a big fan of his. But I think the others are pretty good. But we are one injury away. From having Lindelof back in the team, and that concerns me.
Johnny Evans.
God forbid, Johnny Evans. But the one thing I took from, and I know it's early days, and I might be being unfair on the kid, but the one thing I took from the pre-season football is I'm not sure where Mount fits into it. I mean, we know Eriksen needed replacing, and I guess that's the position he's going to play. Not as good as Eriksen passing. Will add a lot more energy and maybe bite than Eriksen. But I think it'll take him a bit of time to find his feet and just get used to playing for United, because he did a few nice things in pre-season, but he wasn't, in my opinion, shining that much.
I don't get giddy about us making signings when every other football team makes signings, because I just think, that's how low the bar was. It's nice to see us selling players and selling for amounts that we haven't been getting in a while. The thing that makes me think, are they planning another couple of signings, is we're getting rid of a hell of a lot of players, and I know we have to do that for financial fair play. That Swedish rambler, I'm dense, I'm a Luddite, I'm stupid, but he's the best I've found at explaining how the value that you get has to be more than the value on the books, I think it is, combined with wages. So if you get rid of someone higher than their worth on the balance sheet and the wages, then you've got suddenly a double bonus to it. It's fucking... we never should have studied... What was it? The PIKs when we launched on Singapore and financial fair play. But it does make me think we're short of bodies, sort of, as you say, if we're getting in. What do you make of the outgoings? Everyone's...
Those players needed to go. I was surprised with Kovar going, selling him as opposed to putting him out on loan. But I could understand him wanting first team football elsewhere, but... I would have thought we'd have kept him on loan for another season, see how he progressed, and then decided what to do. Because again, is it Tom Eaton who's now our backup keeper? I don't know what will happen with Henderson, but I think he's injured at the moment.
Well, Henderson will do a falling down, won't he? He's that angry about his treatment. If he stays here, God love him. He'll be launching grenades at the Carrington fucking road.
Michael Douglas.
With glasses, he'll have to get his hair cut and shaved.
Yeah. So, in fairness, we could be going into Arsenal away with Heaton in goal and Johnny Evans.
Two injuries, sure.
With Lindelof, because Martinez is bound to get four or five bookings in the first few games. That feels really confident.
Cheers, Coggy. We bring you on for the optimist there. I would say that... The one thing, if McTominay said he wanted off, I heard off, we're not getting that much info, and the takeover, there were that many things. It's just like, God only knows. Who do you believe? Someone saying that it's happening to Qatar and all that we'll bring into that and read the mag. But it's like, I'm surprised if McTominay said he wanted off and Moyes apparently wants him desperately as part of this new era he's built, that we've let Fred go. Because I thought Fred is almost like, I know the issues with Fred and the amount of times we've spent talking about him over the years and his passing. But it's like Fred, I can't imagine Fred really kicking off as the squad, gets the 20-30 games option. So to let McFred go, even though I'm being a hypocrite, because all the years we can't persist with McFred, and then we let them both go, possibly, and it's like, I'm just creating neurosis.
Yeah, but I think there's big hopes for May now, and maybe they're opening.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And possibly they will bring in another midfielder once they've, got a bit of money.
You've watched more. Do you think, I asked briefly about going on loan and you said he'll get games and, how ready do you think Manu is?
I think he's ready. I think what I like about him, he does the simple things, he's very calm on the ball. He gets stuck in, and I think he'll get some games. I think there's a lot of potential there. Still a big jump up from where he is to Premier League football. But I'm confident that certainly between now and Christmas, with the League Cup and a few other games, I think he'll get some minutes. May not start many, but I think he'll get some minutes coming on substitute. But he's, for want of a better term, he's a simple player and does that effectively.
Coggy, you should come on more often. We're talking football here. What's going on? Last question. Out of the ones that we've let go from the academy and the kids, are you surprised or did any... were you disappointed with any of them?
No, not at all. No. As I say, Kovar was probably the only one I was surprised we sold, but I can understand him wanting first team football after last season. But no, none of the others.
And do you predict any shape that Iqbal comes back in the clause that we've got, or is that
no?
That's a certainty. All right, hello Nick on his honeymoon. Where is your wife?
She's having a nap with. Ah. We've had a busy day today. So, yeah, we've done a big boat tour.
Oh.
I've got some unbelievable photographs that I'm going to share with you boys later.
What time is it now?
Back to Nathan and a wife. I think I've done a pretty good job. I'll send more information on that in our own private WhatsApp group.
Count me out of that group. So, what time is it there?
5 hours behind, I
think. Oh.
Yeah, it's 5 hours behind. So, yeah, it's 4:39. So, apparently in St. Lucia on a Friday night, they do a Friday street party. And it's all the locals go down. So, we're going to do that tonight. It's about a 15-minute taxi ride away. It's up in the village where the cricket ground is. So we're going to end up there and have a bit of street food and do a bit of Caribbean dancing.
Sounds great. What are you doing on this podcast?
Mate, I've been in the sun for... I've burnt my head up. It's air conditioned. It's hot as balls outside. I'm desperate to get inside. It's so nice and cool in here. It's amazing. I could go out the balcony if you like, but...
What I like is we're on the honeymoon and Eve says to Nick, I'm going to bed. And he goes... Oh, I'll go on a podcast every morning.
with us lot, Jesus.
I think she was inviting you to bed, Nick, and you got the wrong end.
I don't think she is, cracking so fair. It's been 13 years, and I know when that's the thing.
So, Nick, what have you made of all... Well, first prediction, come on.
I kind of agree with you, Barney. I don't really see us improving on last year. I don't think this has been a terrible transfer window, but it's not been a title-winning transfer window, has it? I mean, you know, Hoyland, I've never seen him play, you know, however old he is, 20 or whatever he is. He's obviously cleared off finished article, so he's not going to sit there and, you know, stick in 20 goals for us this season. I can't imagine league goals, you know. So, Mason Mount seems okay. Onana, it scares the living Christ out of me. I just don't think it's a title-winning transfer window. I don't feel like we've gone backwards. I just don't feel like we've made any progress. And if we have, it's very, very minimal. So, although it might look a little prettier and a bit shinier this year in places when we play out from the back, I just don't see us improving on that third position. And
I'm a bit different to you, Nick. I think it is progress, but it's just not progress this... You know, we see this bear fruit in the season after that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's something to build on. It's just immediately if you're thinking, oh, great, United have finished third this year. We're expecting a title challenge. No, and this transfer window is indicative of that. You know, Arsenal have got stronger, signing Declan Rice, who I still think is the signing of the summer of all Premier League clubs. I just think he's an unbelievable player. And, you know, I think someone like that, he's going to keep them ahead of where we are at. Obviously, City will be better than what we are. We'll see. I still think maybe we might finish a bit higher than the Scousers this year, and as you were saying before, that Newcastle will probably drop off in Europe. So I just think, because I see us finishing third, you know, let's see what Chelsea do with Pochettino. I still don't think he's the answer to all the prayers. People seem to really like him, and I don't know why. I just don't see us finishing any higher or lower than third this year, and I don't see us winning a trophy. I think that we'll see City probably dominate more, and I just don't think it's going to be a really pleasurable season, if I'm being completely honest with you.
No, but it's like third, sometimes, you know, like ignoring the people, oh, we've got to win the league, and obviously it's 10, we've got to win the league, but the caveat to that is third after the dismal, what we usually do is we qualify and then we don't, then we have a nightmare. It's like consolidation isn't a bad thing. If in that period we get the great moments we had last season. I'm not, you know, obviously I wake up in the morning and I'll go, dreaming. But the reality is, if we get moments like we had last season, the cities and that, and then we cut out those fucking abominations, that is an improvement. We cannot have that where they slice us and carve us open in those disastrous days. So it's a complicated one, isn't it? Because I'm very happy with Mount signing, but he's not going to be revolutionary, but a good player at that spot, wherever he settles in, can transform sides, engine rooms, you know. And then you let your star players, and then maybe this kid does it. But what I'd have really liked is, I know Kane and Levy and that, but you think maybe under Fergie, maybe I'm romanticising it because we know the value years, but you go, we get someone else, as we were saying. What was Nathan saying? Get the kid, get someone as well. That's what you do. And then I just think, God, we've got Martial still lingering. You know, I'll get to Greenwood on my opinion in a minute because that's on a separate rotten aside to this. But it's like, you know, this is where the big club still, and we're not, and we've got the takeover still hovering. So it's like sometimes we just want to wake up and put a distance and hope that United aren't what they are. But we're still a club that is so owned by its owners. You know, like you do some things the right manner and then others we're not, that you think maybe third is like. And I don't, and it's again, it, like if we get too deep, and I wanted this to be, you go, the community, it's seeing Nathan on Monday, it's seeing you later, Nick, it's seeing you, Coggy, hopefully on a Euro away. You know, that is my core, that is always my core. So the football results matter, but they're not entirely everything that shapes my being. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
What do you reckon?
You okay?
Yeah, I'll go back, you tell us, and then I'll go back to Nick about the transfers.
So I'm just about to start talking and Barney just walked away.
Sorry, I just thought there was something on the floor.
Because he's you, that's why. He doesn't trust me or Coggy. We don't talk the party like you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that, is it? Go on, Nathan.
So I fully agree with everyone. I think consolidation is good, I think, for this season. A couple of you have mentioned about thinking that Newcastle might drop off because of Europe. But I could easily see that. I know that they've made some decent signings, but I could easily see Arsenal doing the same. Because they weren't in any European football. Well, they were in the Europa League, weren't they? But they went out relatively. They didn't get all the way, did they? And obviously, you take the Champions League a lot more seriously than you do, well, most teams do. But I don't know. I do think that Arsenal might be that one. It takes a lot. It takes a good team to almost make it and then go again. You know, like, I think Liverpool did it, but they were a really, really good team, didn't they? They missed out by a point or whatever and then went on and did it again the next year and won it. And I just think I could easily see Arsenal not achieving as much as they did. So I do think it's open. With City, I know that they've probably won by now. Like, and I'm not saying that we're going to challenge them, but, you know, they're in a little bit of a transitional period. They've let a few people go and, like, they've brought new people in. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be set in stone that they'll go and win it. They probably will, but I don't know. I think Chelsea might do all right, but I think we will be there or thereabouts. I don't think it'll be terrible. I think we'll, like say, I think we've got a good chance of going and winning a cup again, because it seems like, I don't want us to constantly be a cup team, but like last year we did well in the cups, didn't we? And it's like Ten Hag knows how to win them, so
we won't get 38,000 home games.
I'm looking forward to, like, when is the draw?
31st, I think. So. Yes, a couple of weeks away.
Next week, I think.
Yeah.
Next week, is it?
31st, maybe. They've got still one qualifying leg or something to go.
So I think I'm optimistic. I think the signings, I think, like, I know we've literally all said it about Unana being nervous, but I think that comes from, you know, that comes from change, doesn't it? Every single one of us knew that it was the right decision for De Gea to be moved on. And this is what we called for, and we just got to, you know, hope that it works out. But like, I was a bit critical in the group about some of the, like the goals that he's let in. But, and I think one of the things about that is, like you were saying about Bukkogi, about everyone's going to target him with those long shots and chipping him and stuff like that. But I think that's just as much down to making sure that the defence don't give the ball away. You know, like the one the other day at Old Trafford, that was because of sloppy passing from Dalot. You know, like, Unana was in that position thinking, I'm in a safe position here. Like, that's where he was just, you know, he was standing there, not expecting the ball to be given away, stupidly. And, you know, 99 times out of 100, that's not going to go in, is it? You know, it's a freak goal that it's very well taken, but you need the people in front of you to do their job so that he has that freedom to. So maybe it is a case of he needs to calm down a bit and not push out as much until he knows what's in front of him. But
and better in pre-season, if you're going to do it, you know, like, and it takes, you know, it's that adjusting. I think it's great, like, De Gea, if the perfect thing is Inanna has an effortless, I think he'll be, you know, like, the pedigree, what the Ten Hag we trust, you know, like, I just think there'll be a few wobbles, then get his thing, and I'm not a fucking fan of Real Madrid, but if De Gea goes off and wins a few things at Real Madrid, then I'd go fair play, it all worked out as nice as it possibly could. Could you know?
Mm-hmm. And like you, I've not seen anything of Hoyland, so I can't say anything. But we needed a striker, didn't we? So that ticks that box. I personally, again, would have. I think Kane was just ready made, and I think that. But like I say, the club were just not going to do that with it. Like Spurs, were just not going to allow that to happen. So. And then Mount, I think Mount's going to be a solid sign. And like you say, I think after his injury last year, Eriksen just is starting to show his age, isn't he? And we just need bodies there. I think it looks like we're still going to be signing a couple more signings. Like we're after that Amber, aren't we? And then in midfield, and then we're talking of getting Pavard, I think, or there's another couple of options as defence. And I think he plays at right back as well, doesn't he? He can do right back or centre back, so that fills that void. And outgoings, I think, like everyone that is going, is it's the right decisions to move them on, and if we can get any money for them, then even better, you know. So
sometimes they say, like, you know, if you sign more than three players, then you're in a bit of a, not panic mode, but it's going at a faster pace, and that's sometimes. But we're in an era, you know, like, I'm not going to be one of these Daily Mail fucking writers on their forums, or if they, whatever, the comment section, but you know, like, the fees of football have gone bonkers again, absolutely bonkers, you know, like, there's no read in the room, like, even what we paying for Mount with a year to go on his contract, it's just not, they've lost the perspective, and I don't know what, and it's all, it'd be interesting what Pochettino, you know, he's always had his fan club, I think Chelsea, and I hope they have an even worse season than last, it'll be interesting, because that is still a batshit crazy operation, they seem to have fucking properly done a football manager, signed 40, let 40 go, the heat is going to end, I think they'll fuck up big time, but we'll see. The Maguire thing, I posted something, and there were a few people like really angry, and I thought, you've got your way, you wanted Maguire gone, and yet you're not happy that he's gone, you're still going mad. And it's like, I think as best I thought he was better than the last 18 months, but not as good as where we need to get to. And then once his confidence was shot, and I do, Nathan has this regularity of sometimes being right that annoys me and Nick, that the Ronaldo, you know, instead of going, yeah, I'm your captain, he sort of shrunk, and Mykonos and whatever fuck happened, that something went awry. But I do think West Ham, maybe West Ham is his level, you know, mid-table, a Leicester maybe overachieved, but, and to get 30 million for him is decent, you know, like, the one that I don't know, I've always had this, who is Fred, what is Fred, where is Fred, but the one I feel the saddest about is Fred. I don't know, I can't, Fred, I don't know.
What's like, that about? You did say before about, like, you'd have kept him, and I probably would have done, but you don't know about him, like, he might just think, I want to move on, you know, like, and, like you say, he's not one that you think could ever kick off or anything. It seems like he's a lovely bloke, doesn't it? But like, we all see him as the backup to come on if we need a change, and maybe he's just like, well, I don't really want to be that, and that's fair enough, you know.
Listen, lad, we've said for years, 2-3 years, he's not good enough, right?
No,
we've said the same about Maguire. They've both been sold.
Oh, no, you're right, Coggy.
Let's talk about the future. future.
No, you are right, Coggy, but I don't know. There's something neurotic in every football fan that you suddenly go, oh, Fred, and I have no doubt that at no point during this season will any one of us go, I miss Fred, and if we do, then we're really up shit's creek. I will say I'm disappointed in the standard of this podcast. There'll be some podcasts out there where bullshitters will be going, I think you'll find I've watched, how do you pronounce his name, Hoojlund or whatever, I've watched every minute of his performances, and I think you'll find in his 16th game in professional football, he did this. It's like, and all of us are saying, no, I'm not seeing him.
Can I just say, I do know somebody who's going to miss Fred. Oh. And it's Amy, who listens to the podcast. Her 3-year-old daughter loves Fred. So I think she's pretty upset about it. But anybody above the age of 3, I think, accepts it was time for him to go.
I will do. I'll say a lot to Debbie, who always listens with her mum. I will say a lot of hellos to listeners. Nick's just laughing uncontrollably. You're on your honeymoon, Nick.
Nick's laughing uncontrollably in his fluorescent vest.
I don't know what's redder. Is it his face or his shirt? You've really gone for the Brit Abroad approach. Just, I don't need factors. What's this sun lotion lark?
I'm rocking down to breakfast in a 1980s Man United shirt and a 1970s book hat that Coggy got me. Down for breakfast. Like, God, you look a right Brit Abroad. And
Can I just say, I'm just going to say about the Greenwood thing, I think I'm not equating it to football, so I'm not equating it to where our United have done deals. I think the weight is disgusting now, and I'm going to try and give United the benefit of the doubt that the things today, the briefings today coming out, that they're going to wait further to wait for the women who are coming back from the World Cup, I think is disgusting, because A, tonight people are showing me abuse that they're getting, some of the women, because they're saying make the decision, which I think I even in my, I cannot believe United would put individual players in a position like that where they'll get abused, and I find the whole thing rotten. And the important thing, there's many things to clarify, but he wasn't found innocent. The Crown Prosecution said in this case a combination of the withdrawal of key witnesses and new material that came to light meant there was no longer a realistic prospect to conviction. Now there will be people listening who you can have a debate rationally, and there'll be people listening, hopefully everyone rationally, but there'll be people online who you cannot have it rationally. But my own opinion was we should say enough is enough, and we should make a moral stance against this. And I think that the group that have been set up by matchgoers now getting abused, it shows that there's a real problem and issue here, and United have to step up to the plate. And I think that we are now from February into the start of the season. Don't go for checking with our sponsors. Don't, Richard Arnold, who I've criticised, and people who meet him say this and that, and he's not what you're saying, Barney. Do the right thing then, Richard, in my view. Now, if you're going to disagree, please, you can come up to me. Don't spitball, but do the right thing, Richard, because this is now to go into next season. It's not becoming of what Manchester United, and it's more than that. It becomes down to decency, becomes down to women's rights, and it becomes down to, you do not want to see any female Manchester United supporter or player abused. So I'm going to say, and then, you know, you want to end the podcast, and I don't want to go into hates of the week, so can someone talk football, because it's just pissed me off tonight.
I think City have won.
Who picked Burnley? Who picked Burnley and City on a Friday night? You know, like, to ruin and piss on our fucking chips. It shouldn't bother me about that, but the thing this morning. So I'm going to go to my hates of the week. So my first is flies again for the third time. Done my head in this summer. Sell-by dates that you need binoculars to see. Then people who mumble on TV. I'm watching things on TV and films, and I'm rewinding them. What did they say? Everyone mumbles on TV and film. Stop mumbling. I don't want you to, like, you went to the rain on planes, whatever. This is, I think that would be a good moment to go into Shane's bit next, but the mumbling on TV does my head in. Now, for no other reason than the two blokes in the Lotto advert who think they've lost their ticket. And it's 30-year-old men, pretending they're 80 really winds me up. And he goes, you found it. And I'm going, you're 30 years of age, you're not 80. Really winds me up. Two other controversial things. Alpha male pool huggers. Now, we went on people who hog pavements, but people in the middle of the pool who think they're Duncan Goodhue, not with my bald head, but they think they're doing like they're doing Olympic. I think I mentioned this before, but they're doing Olympic things in a pool that's about the size of a paper bag. And it's like, you don't need to dominate a swimming pool on a holiday. And then finally, karaoke's in holiday destinations. Bad enough. Holiday karaoke's include kids who will screech, and then about 10 minutes later, another kid will screech the same song that the one did 10 minutes ago. So if you're going to allow karaoke on holiday, and if you're going to allow kids karaoke, have some rules, because rules are important in life. So say, that kid there sang that song, you're not allowed to sing it again. It does my head in. Ban it. Last thing, paella for two. Now my missus, she puts up with me, so deserves a medal. But she has reached the point where she goes, every fucking holiday, you say, one night, we'll have paella for two. I don't want paella. I don't even like it. So why can't you have paella for one? I want paella. Right, Coggy, hates of the week.
You know.
That was me without my phone.
Tell you what my hate of the week is. As you know, I've been in Edinburgh all week, going to watch The Fringe and the Millish Tattoo. Anyway, I went into a pub today and I was automatically charged gratuities or tip. So I ordered a bottle of wine and a cappuccino, and it came to whatever it came to. And I went, is that correct? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, that works out that this cup of cappuccino was like £9. So she said, oh, it's the discretionary gratuities that we had. I went, for what? And she said, I've come to the bar, I'm taking it back from the bar to outside. What am I being charged for? I said, well, we opened the bottle of wine for you. And I said, well, I could have unscrewed that. She said, well, we made the cappuccino. I said, but I could have pressed the button. I said, you're charging me £5 for that. And I know America's like that, and you tend to get used to it, but it's creeping into this country now. And I don't mind tipping people if the service is good, but just to do what they're paid to do, I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, the amount of companies who nick it, the bosses will just nick it and won't give the staff the tips anyway.
True. But I just want to tell you a story about swimming pools, right? 25 years, 26, 27 years ago, whatever she was, in France, in one of these Euro camp holiday things, and my wife was heavily pregnant then, and we were by the side of the pool, and these French were playing volleyball or something. There's about 15 French in there. We're in France, and the ball kept coming over, and he did my wife a couple of times, and I told him to stop it, and came out once more, and I got the ball, and I kicked it, and it's the best kick I've ever done in my life. I was so proud. And he went out of the holiday camp. Absolutely. And I got these 20 Frenchmen having a go at me in French. And I'm just stood there going, well, serves you fucking right, doesn't it? So I do agree with you with people in the swimming pool.
Hogging. The other thing, the random thought, because I didn't have my phone, I thought, do you remember when it kicked off about not getting a birthday cake off City? And it really made me laugh. I was laughing for about 5 minutes. A footballer getting the hump that he didn't get a birthday cake. He's getting paid £500,000 a week, but he didn't get a birthday cake.
Can I just say, I can solve the things about the screeching kids on karaoke on holidays. Don't take them.
Right, Nick.
I've got so many hates.
Really? On your honeymoon? So that's not good. Go on.
Before we start, can I just take a survey? You know when you have a shit?
Oh, really?
Right? Which way do you wipe? Do you wipe through your legs at the front? Or do you wipe from behind? Can I just have a survey?
Through your legs at your front? What am I? I'm not a giraffe.
I always through my legs at the front.
Through your legs at the front? What
are you doing? Down the back.
In the back, what do you do about it?
I can't believe we've reached this depth of low. But like a normal person, from behind. Let's just end this now, please.
How's that normal? Because Coggy says he does it from the front. I do it from the front as well.
I can't.
And that's a 50-50 split. Right. This is my point, right? Canadian silence. I'm fuming with them, right?
Because for the reason you just went to Canada, you went to Canada before you went to St. Lucia.
Yeah, sorry, I've come to Canada.
You haven't just been buying Canadian toilets back home in Prestwick.
I've taken enough shites in Canadian toilets over the past, last week before we got here.
I do love the fact that you and your missus are so in love, you get vomiting bugs. Exactly at the same moment. That's twice this year. You've both had a bad bug at the same... Right, go on. Come on, let's... Quickly, though, Nick. This is disgraceful, even for us.
But the point is, though, is the water fills up too high in the toilet. So if you're a front-forward-facing wiper like me and Coggy, your hand gets wet. And it's a problem. You know,
don't you stand up?
To wipe? You don't stand up to wipe, Barney. You mean sin?
I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. This is a separate podcast for the whole new.
Your butthole needs to be spread so you can wipe it properly.
Oh,
it's more hygienic, Barney, to do it the front.
That's for God's sake. Go to Japan, the pair of you, and be done with you. Right. Right. Please, Nick. Please, Nick. Choose another one. Choose another hate, please.
My next date of the week. Yes.
Fucking hell, apologies for that. Jesus Christ. I don't know whether I'm keeping that in just for like...
Round news podcast.
My next date is every hotel we stayed at in Canada, you have to boss your own plates. So like when you have a breakfast in the morning, you've eaten, you've then got to like take your own plates and then like boss them like a school dinner. What the fuck's that about? I'm not working here. I'm holiday.
What do you mean, a buffet? You've never been to a buffet before.
Yeah, but then you don't boss your own place.
What's bosh you mean?
Taking them back.
Oh.
You take them back, don't you? And then you clean them yourself and then put them on the side.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, I don't like that. Oh, no.
What's that? You finish your food, put it on the table, and the waiter comes away and takes your food away. I don't work here.
It's more the hygiene. Especially.
I don't want tips after all of that.
We've just got over COVID. I don't want someone cleaning my plate and getting COVID-24.
Imagine watching Nathan trying to clean your plate and then you've got to eat off the plate. What's going on here? It'd be a bit weird. Sorry, Nathan, picking on you there. My next thing is
just to interrupt, Nick, Steve would be good at that. He'd make the best, cleanest plates. He'd be very good at that. We've found a role in life for Steve. To clean our plates in Canada. Steve, if you're listening. Right, go on, next, Nick.
He won't be.
The next one is, tipping culture here is insane. It's insane. Like, it's ridiculous. They want one for everything. Like, they open a door and they expect a tip. It's ridiculous. we do not belong at this resort, right? We do not vote Tory, and we are not well off. Right, we are neither of those two people. And the videos I sent you from the dancing competition last night look very suspicious, like Matt Hancock's dancing in that Tory lockdown party conference. And it was embarrassing. Everyone wants to tip for everything here, and we haven't got the money for that, right? We're here a once-in-a-lifetime trip. It's £10 a pint in the bar downstairs, which is another head. So we've gone to the shop up the road to buy some cans and build the fridge like absolute pods that we are from the north. We are the only people from the north of England here as well, by the way. Everyone is southern, and everyone keeps going, St. Lucia, St. Lucia. It's like, say it right. I know you're Cockney, but say it right. That's not how you talk. Oh, it annoys me.
You can't talk to me about the shit accent.
And the salt and pepper.
I'd get it so badly wrong.
You pick up the salt and pepper, and you think it's pepper, and it's salt that comes out. What the fuck's that about?
Nick, you're on your honeymoon. You're on your honeymoon, Nick.
You're not supposed to. Even redder than
I will. I will say. I now realise why me and Nathan were getting so many pictures of you, like showing here's the sunset from the balcony, because you've run out of money to buy a pint in the bar.
It's not a bit, Barney. It's crazy.
£10 a pint is.
Can't you get
go up to a Michael Winner and just say, well, buy us a pint.
all-inclusive. It was $2,000 for a week.
Oh, you got. You're gonna have to chop a hand off and get their band.
He was walking around last night.
Shark attack.
Inclusive package. Are you on the all-inclusive package?
can I just say, talking about expensive things, I know somebody who's just been on the Royal Scotsman train for 3 nights with somebody who paid for them. And 3 nights.
Who's that, Cuggy?
It costs £6,000 a person.
Oh, God. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ. I mean, for fuck's sake, and you're sleeping on the train.
And there I am.
Albeit it's still when you, at night time, but yeah.
And there I am waiting for Avanti to not send me when they've reopened their tickets for like Forest at Home and solidarity with the workers and all that, but please stop choosing football games for your strikes, please. Yeah. Right, Nathan, have you got any hates or are you zen? Nick's really...
My hate of the week for the last couple of weeks is just seeing everyone else on holiday, because it just feels like in the groups, it's literally just been me and Wazza that have just not been... Literally everyone's been on holiday. But, but I'm going away at the end of the year, Anna, so I'm holding out for that, but...
When are you going, Nath? To Southeast?
Southeast Asia tour, isn't it?
Yeah. When is it?
I'm going for a month at the end of November until Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. So I missed two league games, and then there'll be a Champions League game that I miss. But
we need sellers. We need sellers. Go on.
Other hates.
Right here, Barney.
Oh yes, sorry.
Literally right here.
Again, I've not really got any. I did hate flies last week. We agreed on the flies last week. Because I was photographing... I follow, West Isby and Charlton, the little team down near us. And I was photographing their game in the evening. And the next day, I was bitten so much. My legs were just, horrendous from bites. I hate flies.
No, just a minute. That's not flies biting you. I don't give flies a bad bloody press. Mosquitoes or bugs or something. Don't you be picking on flies?
Well, this is where my ignorance over bats got me in trouble, but they're all of the same thing. Right, we're going to go to Shane's bit. Shane's going to end it. I've not listened to Shane, but Shane, you end this podcast. Right, one thing. Warren is at WOZHEY99. He's a really lovely red. I mean, God, his knowledge on United's fantastic. But he sets up every year a football prediction competition to raise money for Christie's. It all goes to Christie's. He does a fantastic, and I'm absolutely shit at it, so you'll definitely beat me, but please see his thing. I've retweeted it today. It is really, really, really good cause, and it's fun because he asks daft questions in there as well, like to pinpoint an attendance. So get on that, and it goes...
Danny to do it.
And they're hopefully going to break a huge amount that they've raised for Christie. And the last thing, to bring it back to football, to drag it back to football, who was the player? Go on, Nathan, quickly.
I just thought I had a football-related one.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that we don't play till Monday night.
Yeah.
Everyone else is playing at the beginning of the season, and we're bloody Monday night.
Wolves as well. Wolves on a Monday night.
That's my love of the week. Because I'm back on Monday and I'm back in time for it. And if we were playing on Saturday or Sunday, I won't be able to watch it.
So
it's all about you, Nick.
I've got to say, I'm probably the only one that's happy about it.
If you see Nick selling for a short period, then you can wind him up. And please don't mention the unmentionable that he's just brought into this shambolic. Right, who's the player that we missed out on that we say we're heavily linked with that you regret the most, or I wish, there were rumours, not Snyder, over and over again, but say we were linked with a player
in history.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For me, it's pretty easy. Peter Shilton.
Really?
Yeah. There was talk that we were going to buy him and everything, and, heavily linked with him, and obviously he went elsewhere. He would have...
Even though he's a knob, I suppose most of them are.
I think
it's interesting because I think Lineker, he does my head in, and he was rephrase this, he used to go down very easily, especially against us, and claim penalties. But I think we'd have had a chance there. And Terry Butcher, maybe. I'd have loved to have seen Batistuta, just for that era where players were just coming in, you know, from abroad. And he would have fucking loved our stage.
I mean, just on Gary Lineker, he wipes his ass by, like, rubbing it along the pitch, doesn't he?
Jesus. That's all right, puppy. Right, and that edit will be done. Nick, who's your missed?
It's so funny, you know. You literally said Batistuta, and I was sat there thinking, do you know what? Probably Batistuta was sick. But the only thing is, I was thinking, well, we were winning then, so is that really so much of a regret? I'd probably say no. It would have been cool for style and panache. I'm going to go with a really shit one, if I'm being honest. I mean, you know, I think you have to pick someone where it's going to elevate a squad to get you winning again. And I've probably got to say, it might even be Harry Kane, because I think he would be that much of a difference maker and make us win a league. So I think he'd probably be someone like that.
Well, but
have we been linked with Harry Kane?
Yeah, but we didn't get...
Well, I've tried. I tried my hardest bar of restraining order.
Who else is linked, really? Genuinely linked. I mean, Snyder, that's one.
The thing with Kane is, like, he had, you know, they had a terrible season and he still scored 30 goals last season. I mean, like, and part of me thinks, you know, go to Bayern, like, a bit like De Gea, you deserve that 0.01% of me that cares about football, you know, that detaches myself away from United, go and win something. Right, Nathan, who's yours?
I was going to say, looking ahead, it would have been, like, the future one would have been Kane as well, but Coggy got in my joke. I was going to say, I think we're still in for Schneider, aren't we?
God.
I think he's coming in this season, isn't he? I don't know whether we were linked with him at the time. I was a bit young, but when I was a kid, I used to love Gattuso, and I was like, I'd love to have had him. Like, he was mint.
Joe Jordan saw him off though. Joe Jordan. Yeah. I would say last podcast I thought we were rusty, and now I just realise no, we are as bad. There's no rustiness from the. I know. I appreciate it, lads, for doing this. I'm still looking at Nick like, what are you doing on your honeymoon? I love you, but seriously, what are you doing on your honeymoon? Coggy, be quiet, please, because otherwise there'll be no more edits. So Shane's bit ending it. Me and Nathan, and hopefully Nick's in if he ain't got jet lag. We'll be doing one on Monday. And then we're back, I suppose, and then sort us out. I got chubbed for Arsenal. Can I say on our own podcast, please, I need a ticket, or will United electrocute my gonads because you're not allowed to do anything? Right, to the regiment, lads. Wouldn't it be nice if we are on scaffold in May? Cheers.
Gonads from the front or from the back?
Oh, God, Nick. Nick, those you're having too many cans. Get them out the fridge. And start giving them to your newfound mates downstairs. All right, cheers, lads. See you later.
Cheers, lads.
And thanks to everyone, all right? And take care of yourself. See you.
So, just about to hit a new season, I must admit, I'm not brimming with confidence that we're going to push on from last season in terms of bettering league position. I think, you know, City are obviously going to be the team that everyone's chasing. I think Arsenal had a great season last time out, and they're going to improve again, probably with, you know, made a big signing in Rice. So expect them to be as good as, if not better than last season. Liverpool have bought big. Be interesting to see how that works out. And I think we were desperate for a striker, as we've all said. And I think I'm all for buying young and potential, but I think we do still need a proven goal scorer. And that might be our Achilles heel. Obviously, we've bought a new Dutch lad, big money, but he's clearly, well, to my mind at least, if you're buying someone, is he 20? You know, he's going to be some way off his peak yet. So we've definitely won for the future. And you think with United, the pressure's going to be on him straight away. So it'd have been nice if he had someone else that would take the attention in terms of the expectation for goals. And also there's a bit of concern with him with his back injury, which doesn't bode too well, but fingers crossed he is a good prospect and lives up to the fee. The goalkeeper would be interesting, obviously in different style to De Gea by the sounds of it. I haven't seen much of him, but that's going to take some settling, I guess, in the Premier League. And, you know, the defenders in front of him will, you know, it'll be a different approach to De Gea, but hopefully he's got the Looks like he's quite a gutsy player. Hopefully he's got the shoulders for United. But yeah, a lot depends on those new lads settling in. And Mount, obviously, you know, a kind of proven player to a degree, but we'll see. I'm always a bit wary, given Maguire, as an example, as a case in point, that, you know, the shoulders are not always big enough for the United shirt, and it does depend as much on the psyche of the player as well as the ability. But yeah, so I think it'd be no mean feat, to be fair. Might sound a bit negative, but, you know, we said last season, top four of the trophy would be great. I kind of feel the same this season as well. I think it, my head says, you know, anything more than that is probably going to be unrealistic, but fingers crossed. Hate of the week. I have a couple, like, love hates, really. The first one's a bit embarrassing in the sense of me. Needless pre-season friendlies. I had a great time in Dublin. Great to meet up with a few Reds, both Irish Reds and some of those that travelled across. Love Dublin as a city. All good, but I managed to fall out of bed after the game on Sunday. I'm not accepting that it was Guinness induced, but that may, I guess, have been a factor. But it left me pretty badly bruised and a few cuts, so already injured. We've only had one pre-season away, so that doesn't bode well for the return to the Champions League and some European aways coming up. And the other love-hate was Roy Keane. I'm too old to have heroes at my age of players, but he definitely was a hero of mine back in the day, and, you know, one of our greatest players of all time. I thought that was a little bit unfortunate, the video. Well, for my mind, I didn't know what to make of the video promoting the new shirt. But yeah, I didn't think it was Roy Keane, or certainly not the Roy Keane who spouts off on the telly and kind of against the owners and support the fans. So yeah, I'm not too sure what to make of that. So I think I'll have, yeah, still love Roy Keane, but I'm not too keen on that video. But yeah, I think it's going to be, looking forward to the new season, looking forward to seeing everyone. But I'm not overly optimistic, and yeah, fingers crossed the new signing settle in. And yeah, I guess the other thing to note, it's great that, you know, enough people subscribe to keep the fans in going. We've, like, I guess, tired of repeating that it's one of the constants for me from going to United, and it's a great read. And I guess something you, like, we don't get anywhere else about United, really. It's quite a unique read and perspective from a fan base, and it truly is representative of a fan base because of the contribution. So if people haven't given it a go, please do buy one at the game, or subscribe, or order a copy, whatever. But yeah, all the best, and hope to see everyone about soon.